Welcome back. In this lesson, we're tightening a bass line in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices, and we're aiming for that jungle and old-school drum and bass energy. Tight, rolling, aggressive, but still controlled. The kind of bass that locks into the drums instead of fighting them. Before we touch the bass, get your drum loop playing. That part matters more than people think. A bass line can sound huge on its own and still fall apart in the full groove. So load a jungle break or build a simple DNB drum pattern first. Think kick on the main downbeat, snare on 2 and 4, and the break chopped into the pocket. Set your tempo somewhere around 160 to 174 BPM. If you want that classic urgent feel, 170 plus is a great zone. Now, with the drums looping, start rating the bass pattern. Keep it simple. This is where beginners often go too far. Too many notes. Too much length. Too much overlap. For old school DNB, the bass should breathe. Use short MIDI notes, leave space between hits, and place the bass around the snare and kick instead of on top of everything. A really solid starting move is to put a bass note on the offbeat before the snare, leave the snare hit open, then answer with another short note after it. That call and response feel is a big part of jungle groove. For the sound itself, keep it basic at first. You can use wave-eatable, operator, or analog, all stock devices. If you want a clean sub, operator is great. If you want something a bit more aggressive or animated, wave-eatable is a strong choice. And if you want a warmer old-school character, analog can work really well. Let's say you load wave-eatable. Start with a simple wave. Sine is great for pure weight. Saw gives you more harmonics. Square gives you a thicker, deeper character. Keep the sound dark and simple first. Don't build a monster patch before you've even checked if the note lengths are right. The source sound should already be easy to control. Now shape the amp envelope. This is one of the biggest secrets to tightening bass. You want a fast attack, so the note speaks immediately, and you want the release short so the tail doesn't blur into the next drum hit. A good starting point is attack almost at zero, decay fairly short, sustain below full if you want a pluckier feel, and release somewhere around 20 to 80 milliseconds. The idea is simple. When the MIDI note ends, the bass should get out of the way quickly. If you're using operator, the same idea applies. Keep the carrier simple, like a sine wave, and make sure the amp envelope is tight. If the note rings too long, shorten the release until it behaves. Next, drop an auto filter. This helps clean up the tone and focus the low end. If there's rumble below the useful sub range, a gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz can tidy that up. If the bass has too much top end click or noise, use a low pass to keep it darker and more focused. Don't overdo resonance. A little can add character, but too much can make the bass feel boomy or fizzy. Now add saturator. This is one of the best stock devices for making bass feel tighter, not just louder. A little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, can add harmonics that help the bass cut through on smaller speakers. Turn soft clip on if it helps, and then lower the output so you're not fooling yourself with extra volume. This is important. Always level match as you go. Louder often sounds better, even when it isn't actually better. After that, use EQ8 to clean the mid-range and low end. If the bass is muddy, try a small cut somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz. If it feels boxy, look around 400 to 600 Hz. And if you need a bit more character, a gentle boost somewhere in the 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz range can help the bass speak on systems that don't reproduce much sub. The big beginner rule here is, make small cuts first. Don't start boosting everything. Then bring in compressor. This is for evening out the hits and bluing the bass into the groove. Start with a moderate ratio, maybe 2 to 1 or 3 to 1. A medium attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and a release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. You're listening for control, not squashing. If the bass starts to feel flat or lifeless, back off. Overcompression kills movement fast, and jungle bass needs movement. Add utility at the end to keep the low end solid and centered. In this style, bass should usually be mono, especially in the sub range. If your version of Live gives you bass mono, use that. Otherwise, with that 0% is a simple way to force it center. Mono bass sits better with the kick, and translates much more reliably in clubs and on headphones. Now let's talk about the MIDI itself, because this is where a lot of the tightness really comes from. Open the piano roll and shorten the notes. A common beginner mistake is leaving notes too long and hoping the compressor will fix it. It won't. Tightness starts with note placement and note length. Make sure the notes stop before the next kick or snare hit if they need to. Remove overlaps unless you specifically want glide or legato. and use velocity to make the groove feel alive. A slightly different velocity on certain notes can make the bass line breathe instead of sounding like a machine gun. Here's a useful mindset: aim for short enough, not as short as possible. If you cut the note tails too hard, the groove can lose its push. Old school D&B bass needs movement. It needs some swing, some attitude, some space. So tighten it, but don't sterilize it. If the kick is still getting masked, add sidechain style ducking. Put another compressor on the bass track, enable sidechain, and choose the kick as the input. Use a fast attack, a moderate release, and just enough reduction to make room for the kick. For the style, subtle ducking often works better than obvious pumping. You want the kick to punch through, but you don't want the bass to sound like modern EDM sidechain unless that's a deliberate choice. If the bass still feels a little thin, consider layering. Keep it simple though. One layer can be your pure sub, maybe from operator or a sine heavy patch. A second layer can be your mid-bass character, with more saturation and less low end. High pass the mid layer so it doesn't fight the sub. Keep both layers rhythmically identical, and keep the sub mono. That's a classic way to get weight and definition without turning the mix into mush. Now zoom out and think about arrangement. A bass line can feel loose if it never changes. In an 8-bar loop, try keeping the first two bars simple, adding a variation in bars 3 and 4, pulling a note out in bars 5 and 6, and then adding a turnaround in bars 7 and 8. Even a half-bar dropout before a drop can create a huge sense of impact when the bass returns. That negative space is part of the jungle vibe. It makes the next hit feel harder. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, bass notes that are too long. That's the number one mudmaker. Second, too much sub and not enough harmonics. If the bass disappears on small speakers, a little saturator or a mid-bass layer can fix that. Third, overcompressing. Fourth, widening the bass too much and causing phase problems. And fifth, trying to design the bass without listening to the drums. Always work in the full loop. If you want to push it further, try automating the filter cutoff a little over time. Keep the bass darker in the main section, then open it slightly before a drop. That's a simple but very effective way to add motion. You can also try tiny resonance bumps, small octave jumps, or a ghost note here and there if the pattern needs more life. Just be sparing. Jungle and old school D&B are often more about a few well-placed notes than a crowded line. Here's a quick practice exercise. Set the tempo to 170 BPM, load a breakbeat, choose a simple wave-eatable bass, and program a one-bar line with only 3 to 5 notes. Make the notes short and syncopated. Then add auto filter, saturator, EQ8, compressor, and utility in that order. Shape the envelope, clean the mud, keep the low-end mono, and listen for whether the bass stops quickly enough, leaves room for the snare, and still has character when played quietly. Then make 3 versions, one clean and sub-y, one darker and more distorted, and one with a bit more mid-bass presence. That's a really great way to train your ear. So to recap, tighten the bass by writing shorter, smarter MIDI notes, choosing a simple source sound, shaping the envelope properly, and then using Ableton's stock tools to clean, control, and focus the tone. Auto filter, saturator, EQ8, compressor, utility. No third-party plugins needed. The big idea is not add more stuff. It's cleaner note lengths, better decay control, and smarter processing. That's how you get that tight, rolling, old-school jungle D&B bass pressure. Keep it locked, keep it focused, and let the groove do the heavy lifting.